Eric kicked away the stick pad that was holding him to the ceiling. He landed beside the floor hatch.
"We want the ship, Eric, not you. You can go in peace, we promise."
A big bloodshot eye, with a dark green iris, was looking at him through the floor hatch's inspection window. It blinked, and the lounge lights came back on. Eric gripped the manual lock handle, twisted it 90 degrees, and pulled up. The possessed came up through the open hatch, cautiously at first, glancing round the sweltering, smoky lounge with wide eyes. Their skin was as white as bleached bone, stretched tight over long, wiry muscles. Oily black hair floated limply. They started to advance towards him, grinning and chittering.
"Eric," they cooed and giggled. "Eric, our friend, so kind to let us in when we knocked."
"Yeah, that's me," Eric said.
He had positioned himself beside one of the cabin doors, a silicon fiber strap round his waist tethering him to a grab hoop. Level with his shoulder, the environment control panel's cover swung free. Eric's right hand rested on a fat red lever inside.
"Your friend."
"Come with us," the one in front said as they floated sedately towards him. "Come join us."
"I don't think so."
Eric yanked the atmosphere vent lever down. The vent system on board a starship was included as a last resort to extinguish fire. It dumped the affected life support capsule's air straight out of the hull, cutting off oxygen to the flames and killing them dead. And because of the danger a fire represented inside the confined cabin space of a starship, the vent was designed to be quick-acting, evacuating an entire deck within a minute.
"No!"
the leader of the possessed screamed in fury and panic. His hands were flung forwards towards Eric in a futile, belated attempt to stop the lever clicking home. Spears of white fire arced out of his fingertips. The panel, its lever, the circuitry behind, Eric's hand, and a half-meter circle of wall composite flamed into ruin. Molten metal and a fount of incendiary composite blasted outwards. Eric cried out in agony as his entire right arm was flayed down to the bone. His neural mnemonics responded instantly, erecting an analgesic block. But the shock was too much. He lurched away from consciousness, only to have stimulant programs bully him back. Menus and medical physiological schematics appeared inside his dazed, fragile mind. Options flashed in red, demands for drugs and treatments to be administered at once, and a single constant pressure alarm. The very air itself howled like a tormented banshee in its rush to escape from the lounge. Thin, layered sheets of smoke drifting round the ruddy cone, torn in the floor, condensed to form airborne whirlpools underneath the 5 ceiling grills. They spun at a fantastic rate, betraying the speed of the air molecules as they were sucked into the duct. The possessed were in turmoil, clinging desperately at grab hoops and each other, their assumed shapes withering like glitched AV projections to reveal ordinary bodies underneath. All of them were buffeted savagely by the tempest force drawing them inexorably towards the ceiling. One flew up through the hatch from the lower deck, curving hopelessly through the air to slam against a ceiling grill. Suction held him there, squirming in pain. Another lost hold of a grab hoop, to be sucked backwards up to a grill. Both of them tried to push their way off, only to find it was impossible. The strength that the external vacuum exerted was tremendous. They could feel themselves being pulled through the narrow metal bands of the grill. Sharp edges cut their clothes and began shredding the flesh underneath. Ripples of blue and red energy shimmered around their bodies for a short time, delaying the inevitable. But the exertion proved too much, and the ghost light quickly faded. The bands of metal soared down to their ribs. Strips of lacerated flesh were torn off. Blood burst free from 100 broken veins and arteries, foaming away down the conduit. Organs started to swell through the gaps between the ribs. Eric activated the Confederation Navy's Emergency Vacuum Survival Program, stored in his neural mnemonics. His heart began to slow. Muscles and organs were shut down, reducing the amount of oxygen they took from his blood, extending the time which the brain could be kept alive. He hung inertly from the strap fastening him to the wall, limbs pulled towards the ceiling. The charred remnant of his right hand broke off and smacked against a grill.